Hi, this is Daniel Castro-Neves. You're on the road with Dane on WGN.
Yeah. 720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line four-time Indy 500 champion. He's the driver of the number 6 Auto Nation Sirius XM Honda for Meyer Shank Racing in the NTT Data IndyCar Series. And, of course, he's one of the stars of the upcoming, soon-to-be-huge hit, 100 Days to Indy coming this spring on the CW Network, the one and only, and our good friend Elio Castroneves. Welcome back to WGN.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be with you guys. Thanks for having me on the show, too.
Oh, you're going to be talking to a lot of people, as you know, and of course, as always, as you head towards that drive for five, talk a little bit about this. When I first heard about this, and it's just now breaking as far as news, I was so excited. Of course, everybody knows, racing fans know, Drive to Survive, Netflix, F1, just the way that they highlighted the series, the drivers, the cars, and all that. And I thought, will someone do that for IndyCar? I know it's not going to be exactly the same, but Elio, talk about it.
Yeah, this is absolutely great. IndyCar has been working very hard to get, you know, a great partnership. And with CW Vice, they were able to, finally get the unique situation, you know, preparation for the Indy 500, so 100 Days to Indy. And it's going to show, obviously, not only Indy, but it's going to show personalities of the drivers. It's going to show the preparation of the teams, personalities of the team owners. I mean, it's going to be so much that I feel it's a great way for people to not only learn more about IndyCar, but also to understand or go behind the scene. And when the big race comes, it's like, okay, this is, I know what's happening, and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, you think about this. In a sport where you drive in race cars with helmets, it's sometimes hard to have the personalities come through. You've never had any trouble with that at all, Elio, and so it's great to have you in on this as an ambassador. But you know there's a lot of your friends in IndyCar that are really, you know, compelling personalities too. Let's talk a little bit about 100 Days. Is this a thing that the drivers, because when we've talked in the past, you say immediately as soon as the last 500 is over, you are thinking about and working towards that next one. But for 100 Days, is that for fans, or do the drivers pay attention to that? And is that a milestone for you guys and the drivers as well?
Oh, no question. I don't think in our series we're able to show the details. Remember, we have the same car, same tires, similar engines between Honda and Chevy, but which they're very close to each other. And all of a sudden, you're going to start exposing a little bit more of the what people not able to see between big teams, between young teams and teams that has already been here for so many years. That's how different is going to be. However, we already do that, not in an intensive situation like in the show, but we already do in through social media, but we only show sometimes the good stuff, right? Now we're going to be able to show a little bit more like intensity of the, you know, the race, the drivers, between the drivers, not only that, between the personal side as well with the team. And I feel that's what's going to captivate the audience, because now when you're going to watch the race, you're going to have a sort of like a connection, whoever it is, you know, whoever driver is going to be, whoever team is going to be. So you're going to have this sort of like, hey, I want to cheer for that guy because I like that person's situation, you know, so I'm related to this person. And I feel with this partnership IndyCar is having with CW, it's definitely going to open up a lot of potential.
Listeners know we're talking with four-time Indy 500 winner Elio Castroneves, of course, winner Dancing with the Stars as well. So did you say, when they first put this together, I'm sure they brought Elio Castroneves into the room, and you were like, CW, Vice, let me talk to you. I know a little bit about television. Did you share a little bit about that? And for the other drivers, if they come to you and said, like, Elio, how does this TV thing work?
I wish they would do that. I mean, I've been talking to them to a lot of scenarios like that a long time ago, and you know, sometimes it's difficult because it's things outside of my control. When you deal with IndyCar, it's their own, you know, a series. But in the end of the day, I feel that everyone has already sort of experienced because of social media these days, and they're going to be understanding what they need to do. They gotta be careful what they say, which is normal. That's normal in anything when you're doing life. But the most critical part, I think, about this show, it's that creating an understanding and knowledge. A lot of people sometimes just think, oh, I want to be a race car driver. Oh, I want to be like that guy. You open up a scenario that you can actually You don't need to be just a race car driver. You can be a great engineer. You can be a team manager. You can be a truck driver. There's so many potential because, you know, that's why I feel it's important to, I'm the one here doing the interview, but without a great team, if without being surrounded by a great people, I won't be able to do what I'm able to do, what I love to do. So that's why I believe the show has enormous potential, you know, not only for, you know, the stars or the big stars, but for the ones that surround, you know, the big stars. And I feel that's the most important.
100 Days to Indy coming to the CW network in the spring of 2023. And you mentioned it early on, Elio. You mentioned personalities. And so people do know you. That's great. But what are some of the personalities that you think that people, fans, viewers are going to get to know and enjoy through the process of this show? Of course, Simon Pagenaud, he loves food. And of course, maybe Norman, his dog, would be in on it. Like who else do you think is going to become a star after this goes on?
Oh man, you guys are gonna see so many things. As a driver, you know, willpower. People sometimes like, is this guy? Why? You guys understand why he is like that? You know, such a different personality. But I don't know if he's gonna be in a show either. But I'm sure it would be great to have him around. You just mentioned my teammates, how picky he is in some of the things. I guess you know, Joseph Vazir, Scott McLaughlin, you have Alex Rossi, Tato Ward with the Mexican crowd. I mean, look, you have so many international drivers coming from Europe. You have this wave of international drivers. What's their culture look like? What do they do? You know, and that's why I think it's great. It's great to have finally someone in some group or a network that are like, this is going to be great. And it will. It's going to be something completely different. It's not a reality show. It's not a ways that people are just showing the good stuff. But it's going to be a documentary, but it's series that it's definitely exposed the good, bad, and the different side of a big sport like IndyCar.
Yeah, it's going to be all that action on the track, obviously, is there for everyone to know. But now to see those personalities, and you mentioned it too, not even just the drivers, the team owners, you know, those crew members, everybody in there that makes that sport work, people are going to get that insight into it, and it's going to be great. It's coming up 100 Days to Indy on the CW. Of course, Elio will be one of the big stars, but there will be many after that. And so, Elio, we'll let you get back to it. You're out in Hollywood, I'm sure. What are you doing? Are you visiting some different movie sets? Are you just battling the paparazzi? What are you doing?
No, it's great to visit. There's a lot of people that I actually, when I spent a lot of time doing Dancing with the Stars, it was great to review and re-seeing, you know, some of the folks. But the most important is obviously promoting this show that I know it's going to be an amazing partnership. And it's going to be great to expose a lot of things. I was actually testing yesterday in Daytona. And it's like, you got to fly out to L.A. I was like, whoa, boy, this is going to be a long one. But now coming back to Indy, because we today is supposed to have, there is a big physical. So they were able to do a little bit of a, you know, create area for tomorrow, me and Joseph, since we're missing today because of a big deal.
Well, he never stops. And of course, it would be great if the 100 Days documents the fifth Indy 500 championship for Elio Castroneves. It would be great to have that in the archives as well. So, Elio, we'll let you get back to it. Thanks so much for what you're doing. Everyone's excited about the show. Thanks for jumping on the program today.
Nah, you're more than welcome. Thanks for having the show. All the best.